Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
7:14 now on this Wednesday morning, September 17th. Hurricane season quiet for the next 7 to 10 days, which takes us to September 27th. And then we're going to October. We're going to talk to Barry Keim at 8:15 about the Azore High and maybe La Nina. And my mind won't wrap itself around a hurricane season kicking up in October just in time for a Halloween hurricane, although it has happened. I forgot the name of the storm, but I remember cleaning up when it was cool and the power was out and watching a football game on, with a power cord from the neighbor's house. But either way, highs today of 89, near 90. It'll be that way all the way through Tuesday. No chance for showers until Wednesday, and then only a 35% chance for showers. Let's talk about carbon capture in Louisiana. Greg Upton is our guest. He's our friend, always here to help us, the director of LSU Center for Energy Studies. How you doing, Greg?
Doing great. Good morning, Tommy.
All right, let's talk about carbon capture and solar. And it would seem as though the more environmentally friendly thing would be solar, but that's going away. And the carbon capture, which would be maybe the least environmentally friendly, or maybe not, maybe it is environmentally friendly, is moving ahead. Now that I've set the table, have at it, Greg Upton.
Sounds good. Yeah, so a few big developments over the last few weeks with carbon capture. Of course, about a year and a half ago, Louisiana received primacy from the federal government to permit Class 6 wells. And so that's a lot of course, jargon. Let's break it down. So whenever you want to permanently sequester carbon dioxide underground, and so, of course, we have these sources of emissions of carbon dioxide that come from these industrial sources. These companies are interested in not emitting those into the atmosphere. And so one of the technologies that can be used is to capture that carbon dioxide at its source and then transport it to a location for which then you would drill a well that looks very similar to an oil and gas well. And to the kind of average Joe, they wouldn't probably know the difference. But instead of extracting the oil and natural gas from the ground, as we're used to in Louisiana, It's going the opposite direction, where you're taking that carbon dioxide and you're permanently sequestering it or storing it underground. And so Louisiana has been moving forward with the permitting of these. And in the last 2 weeks, the first Class 6 well permit was issued by the Department of Energy and Natural Resources. So that's a big deal. There's about four other projects that through an internal memo at the department that are kind of the next ones that they're looking at doing somewhat quickly here. And so some have told me probably by the end of this year or into Q1 of next year is a likely time period where we might see a few more of those classics wells being permitted. The one that was permitted, it was in Cameron Parish, and it is attached to an LNG facility. And so when you export natural gas in the form of liquefied natural gas, part of the process is to get the natural gas to almost 100% pure methane, and that's what you need in order to go through that liquefaction process. Because there's some carbon dioxide already embedded in that stream, and they have to extract that out anyway. And so because they're pulling the carbon dioxide out of the process anyway, it's just part of the normal process. Instead of emitting that, what they want to do is permanently sequester that. And, of course, what's the benefit to the company? There's the 45Q tax credit from the federal government. And also now they're able to sell this liquefied natural gas as this lower carbon intensity natural gas. And so that's what's happening on the CCS front. On the solar front, what you're seeing is that we had the Inflation Reduction Act, which was, of course, passed under the Biden administration, that extended tax credits for both wind and solar power generation. And so it's a bit of an apples and oranges with CCS, and that instead of talking about some industrial source of emissions like we were talking about with CCS, now we're talking about electricity generation. And so the subsidy, of course, was to subsidize wind and solar, that you would have reduced emissions on the grid. And with the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, I call it OB3 for short, what we saw was that those tax credits were sunset early. So construction now has to begin before July 4th, 2026, and a solar project has to be operational before the end of 2027. So over the last 2 years, we've actually seen a lot of solar build out, about 10 projects in Louisiana for about 1,000 megawatts of capacity. So that's pretty good. We had a lot of projects that were in the planning process. But my prediction is the projects that are going to come online, that were going to come online over the next year, 2 years, those will probably continue to move forward. But all of the projects that were in planning to come online after that end of 2027 date, those projects are really going to be stalled, and they're going to have to go back to the drawing board and kind of refigure out those finances now that those tax credits are no longer available to them. So, yes, so we're seeing CCS ramp up and solar slowing down.
Is solar economically feasible without subsidies?
That's a good question, and the answer is sometimes, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you might think of these big industrials that we're talking about that want to lower their carbon intensity. Some of those are willing to pay a premium for a renewable energy source. It's a low carbon intensity energy source such as solar. Some of these projects could just be economic, just dispatching on the grid and signing what's called a power purchase agreement. And some of them probably are not. And so I think we're going to continue to see some solar build out. But I think that the rate at which we are going to see it is going to be slower than in a world where the Inflation Reduction Act continued moving forward and those tax credits weren't sunset early.
So many questions pouring into the Oakmanar Jeweler Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Don't ever text and drive, please. I'll pass them along to Greg Wiegenbach. Keep in mind, Greg is not an environmentalist. He is an economist, but we'll pass the questions along that apply when we return. I have a ton of my own. 721, time for traffic on WWL. 726 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday morning, September 17th. We're talking to Greg Upton, our friend, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. Greg, I know you're an environmentalist, you're an economist, but generally speaking, I'm getting a lot of texts from people, and they're asking if I can make an amalgam of all of these. Where is the carbon going? Because is there a hole in the ground, or did they take something out of there that they're putting the carbon in? And they're also very concerned about seepage or it coming out of the ground. Somebody else wants to know, and then I'll turn it over to you again after my big, long Bobby Hebert question. What about, they said it's a way to produce more oil, but I don't know that that's true or not. Talk about all of that.
Yeah, sure. So the first question, where is it going, is a good question. So You imagine underground, when you go thousands of feet underground, and you're talking, I think the zone that this first one is 5 to 10,000 feet below the ground. So that's going to be 1 to 2 miles underground. and you've got all the sediment. And within that sediment, there are these tiny, tiny, tiny little pore spaces. And so geologists estimate the amount of area, if you will, within those pore spaces. And you might hear the terms porosity and permeability are one of the core things that geologists look at for oil and gas. You know, what is the space and what is the oil and gas that's within that space in order to extract out? It's the exact opposite of that, where now you're looking at that same kind of tiny, tiny, tiny little spaces between between the sediment that now you're going to put the carbon dioxide under there. And so the question about, is it seeping out? So there's a few things that that they're going to do in order to look at this. Number one is there's all these geological models that have to be submitted to the department for them to look and see if that is a good place to do carbon sequestration. And so there are, it's the
that. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Applications are quite literally 1,000 pages long. They're required to do all this test, all this analysis. And then when they drill the sequestration wells, they're also going to drill within proximity of those wells that are able to be sensors to see if that carbon dioxide is moving to a location that it was not intended on moving. And so that's the, you know, the process for which they go to. Of course, is it possible that you'll ever have an incident where the CO2 moves outside of where it was intended? Like, absolutely, that could occur.
But if it would, Greg, and I know you're not an environmentalist, would that be a toxic situation, an evacuation situation, or would that be just the carbon that you tried to capture is back in the atmosphere anyway?
Yeah, so if it were to move up into the water table, which is way shallower, whenever the CO2 reacts with the water, it can create what's called carbonic acid, and that process you would not want to occur within the water table. And so communities have a lot of legitimate questions about that and the protections in place. The other place that is a risk is in the transportation of the carbon dioxide, not in the sequestration, but in the pipeline itself. And there was an incident in Mississippi for which there was a landslide and a pipeline ruptured with that landslide. And there were a few dozen people that went to the hospital because the carbon dioxide kind of displaced the oxygen in the air. And this, you know, negatively impacted those folks that went to the hospital. So those are, I think, the two biggest risks that people are concerned about and are legitimately asking questions about.
Greg, you made it simple as always. Thank you, sir. Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola, about the mother of Brian Vasquez, that 12-year-old that's just a and went missing and was later found dead. And it's just a terrible, terrible story. But we'll talk about the charges the mother faces and her current legal situation with Dane when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Wednesday morning. It'll be hot but dry, and the tropics are quiet, and we'll take it, right? And matter of fact, we're going to talk next hour with Barry Keim, LSU health meteorologist, and about the Azor High and what's keeping the hurricane season so quiet, and La Nina and the likelihood of it. Hurricane season getting more active in October, which would certainly seem atypical, but we'll talk to him about that. Dane Cicalino joins us now, our friend, professor of law at Loyola. Good morning, Dane. How are you?
Just fine, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. I just want to warn the audience, you're about to hear two of the most brilliant legal minds in the history of the country. Just kidding. I always like to make you laugh, Dane. That's the only reason I bring that up. Right. Let's talk seriously, though, about this Vasquez case, which is just a tragedy on all accounts. A lot of people want to know why the mother isn't charged with murder. And take us through the legalities involved here. And I guess it comes down to what you can you can think one thing, but it doesn't matter what you think. It's what you prove, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, in order to be charged with murder under Louisiana law, the prosecution would have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that she had the specific intent to kill or cause great bodily harm to her child. And they certainly could not prove that. So it's not an intentional killing. It is, unfortunately, an accidental one. And as an accidental killing, it fits most cleanly as a negligent homicide, because a reasonable person wouldn't have supervised this now deceased child the way his mother did. And because a reasonable person would have done it differently, her departure from that standard of the reasonable person, gross departure, amounts, at least according to the prosecution, amounts to negligent homicide.
Can you go in a little bit of what that gross departure was, what she did that the reasonable person would not have done, or what she didn't do that the reasonable person would have done?
Yeah, it's essentially a culpable omission, because she did not do what a reasonable person would have done, which would have been to take reasonable efforts to secure the house, to make sure that the child couldn't wander out, particularly when the reasonable person would have known that they were close to water where the child could drown, or if she was aware of the alligators in the pond, that the child could have been the victim of an alligator attack as he was. So those are the reasonable things that a person would have done, a reasonable parent would have done, that she didn't do, that are the essentially the culpable omissions that she's being charged with.
Where does the past history of her and this child fit in?
Yeah, as a technical matter, whether she failed to care for him in a reasonable manner in the past or not is not an element of this offense, but it's certainly something that motivated the prosecutor in this case the police in their charging decision, because she had essentially neglected the child before, and that informed their decision making on whether this was a gross departure. It also, there'll be, I'm sure, a squabbling at trial about this, about whether or not that prior bad conduct on her part is going to be admissible in this trial. And the prosecution is going to argue that it is indicative of a pattern of practice that should be admissible, and it's not just an effort to paint her as a bad character who deserves to be punished.
Would that be admissible if it goes to trial?
Well, that's going to be a fight, and there always is a fight on what's called prior act evidence. 404B evidence is the technical term from the Louisiana Code of Evidence, and it's all going to bear on whether or not she was negligent. So I would think that the judge is probably going to let it in, but there's certainly going to be motion practice on it.
And as far as the criminal the definition of what she's charged with, we'll get into this when we get back. The defense attorney said that at worst this is a major mistake. It's not a crime of violence, but I don't know if she's charged with a crime of violence or not, and what the state definition of the law says that she's charged with. I think she's in a in a world of trouble. And in my opinion, it's just my opinion, not Dane Cialino's, I think rightfully so, because this is just a tragedy what happened to that poor young man. 7:50, 10 till 8, more when we come back. Traffic, WWL. Hi, 7:56, 4 till 8, talking to Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola University, our friend who always helps walk us through these complicated legal issues, about what it is that Hilda Vasquez is charged with. What exactly is she charged with, Dane, and what are the definitions of those laws?
She's charged with negligent homicide and second-degree cruelty to juveniles. And you know, oddly enough, the crime of second-degree cruelty to juveniles carries a much more severe potential sentence than negligent homicide. You could only get 10 years for negligent homicide, but an offender can get up to 40 years for second-degree cruelty to juveniles.
So people would say, why not first-degree cruelty to juveniles?
Well, that crime doesn't exist. Louisiana Criminal Code, there are lots of, quote, second-degree crimes that usually involve as a material element that the defendant caused great bodily harm to the victim.
All right, if you keep in score at home, that's one brilliant legal mind, not two. So what kind of time is she looking at?
Well, up to 10 years, a minimum of two, since a child under 10 is the victim of a negligent homicide, if she's convicted of that, and then up to 40 years if she's sentenced for second-degree cruelty to juveniles. So these are obviously very serious felonies that she's looking at, even though it's not murder or manslaughter.
This has nothing to do with Hilda Vasquez. I want to be clear about that. This is a hypothetical case. But if a parent decides to do away with their child and puts the child in a situation where the child could be harmed and then turns their back for a moment or wanders off for a moment or leaves the child alone for a moment, especially if it is a special needs child, that's no excuse, is it?
It's not an excuse, but it wouldn't be probably a crime, because if someone just is guilty of ordinary negligence, that would be a tragedy, a tragic accident, but not a crime unless it's a gross departure from the standard of a reasonable parent.
Compare and contrast with leaving a child in the back seat of a car, if you would, Dane. And that I don't know how that applies to the law and sometimes the discretion of the district attorney, right?
Yeah, and we have that sad discussion every summer, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't recall any happening this summer.
Thank God.
Exactly. That is a crime that, when it occurs, prosecutors look at all the facts and circumstances. If the parent really was just absent-minded on this one occasion, that falls into the tragic accident category. But if the parent is going inside of a casino to gamble or drink or doing something that makes the whole episode look more culpable for the offender, that's when we see the criminal charges.
Thank you, Dane. I appreciate it as always. Have a good day.
You too.
Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola. I always like to make him laugh by calling myself a brilliant legal mind. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Barry Keim, LSU health climatologist, about the Azor High and why it is that hurricane season's been so quiet, and La Nina, and the possibility of October becoming more active. And then we'll talk to Ed Chervenak about last night's mayoral debate. A lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.